Hello?
Hi, Danielle. It's Tina from Local Splash. How are you?
Hi, Tina. How are you doing, my dear?
I'm great. I was just following up. I understand that you had another location that you were wanting to get some options for.
I have another location in Forkett River. That's more like my office. The location I have in Barnegat is I run from my house, and the office is in Forkett River. So I tend to be in Barnegat more, but I want to kind of bump up my flow of business in Forkett River.
Got it. Okay. So, question, how far is Barnegat from Forkett River in miles,
like,
if you had to guess?
Like 15 minutes, because that's what I usually do is I have, usually people will come from Forkett River to see me when I'm in Barnegat.
Oh, very good. Okay, okay.
Yeah, so it's not that far. It's just a whole other town by the marinas. So that's why I got it for advertisement, because that's a busier, Forkett River is busier than Barnegat. There's more going on there.
Makes sense. Is that the one? Yeah. I was just going to ask you, is that the one on 118 South Main Street?
That's it.
Okay, I found it. I found the Google listing for that location. So a couple of options that you could go with. Number one, you could do the same package that you have for Barnegat and pay $149 month to month. But that gets you on the first page of the search results locally, and it looks like you're already having good results that way, right? Because if someone
types in
psychic near me or tarot card readings, you're coming up in Forkett River. So the only other benefit that program would have for you is the fact that, you know, I see that you don't have a website attached to Forkett River. So we could at least, you know, get a website up and running for that location, add some more credibility, which, you know, would help you with getting a better conversion. The second option would be, if you wanted to combine your program, since it's only 15 minutes away, with Google Ads, the minimum budget to do that is $300 monthly. And the Google Ads, you can run them wherever you like. And that's the benefit to it because, you know, I think that you had mentioned to, she put a note in here, something about someone being 40 minutes away but was getting better results locally. So that company.
Top of me in Google. Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know what she does. Right.
She's probably doing Google Ads and she's spending money with them, which is why now she's relevant in Barnegat, even though she's not located there. But because she's running ads there, it makes her relevant there, right? So how the Google Ads work is we would take that $300 and we would set somewhere around a $9 a day budget. And the intention there is to stretch out that $300 throughout the whole month, so that you never get an unexpected bill at the end of the month. That can't happen because we put a cap on it, okay? So what would happen is every morning your ads would go up in all the designated areas that you pick, and that's free. You don't pay anything for it. But once people start clicking on it, so let's say, for example, your pay-per-click rate is $1 and you have a $9 a day budget, after 9 people click on you, you would rotate off and someone else would rotate on. So that's how that package works. So it might be beneficial for you. Did you create that Google Business page that you have in Forkett River?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so you have access to it, right? Okay.
I don't remember. I did it so many years ago. I don't know. I did it with someone with Google, and I don't even to tell you the password to get into it to go on. I have no clue. I'm not tech savvy at all.
Okay. Well,
so,
hey,
I got the page
up and running,
so
that's good.
Yeah. A friend of mine's kid helped me do that, and they're in college now, and probably if I called them, they probably don't even know anything that we did.
Okay.
You know, what password, anything.
So the reason I ask is if we were to bundle this service with the ads for that new location, it might be more cost effective for you. And here's why. is our websites as a standalone product sell for $2,500, okay? So rather than paying $2,500, we could bundle it with the local, and I could get an approval to include the website as no additional cost, so that would be free. And then you would be paying, you know, $449 monthly. And then once the website's up and running and you're getting, you know, some good traction with the ads, you could cancel that $149 portion of the program and just pay $49 a month for the hosting of the site. But since your locations are only 15 minutes away, it might even be where you could still use the same website that you had and just add it to the, you know, Fork It River location. Because it's not like you're on the other side of the state or something. You're, you know, right next to each other.
No, 15, 20 minutes, yeah.
Okay, yeah, exactly.
And then maybe we could put pictures on my site of boat locations and, like, just, like, to kind of jazz it up a little bit.
for sure, yeah. And the reason I was asking you about the Google Business Profile is if you wanted to do just the ads, you don't have to worry about that at all because we wouldn't touch the Google Business Profile. But if you want us to go on there and attach the website and do some programming and, you know, try to get it in some keywords that you're not showing for, then we wouldn't create a new one because that would be a duplicate. We would try to get access to the one that you had created back in the day. So what we would do is probably reach out to Google and, you know, let them know because we have a support staff on site at Google that you don't remember what the login is. In that case, they may have us create a new one, and then once the new one's verified, they would merge them together. And that way they would delete the extra one and you'd just have one profile. But, you know, it's called an advanced verification and it takes a little bit longer. But that's the way to do it because that way you keep your four positive reviews that you have on there and you keep all the content. And then once we get access to it, we can go in and do the programming and add the website. The website to get information added for the other location, that's no problem because we already have access to your website. So we can do that right away. Right?
Leave Fork It River alone and maybe do the clicks. Can we do the click thing?
Yeah, I think that's a great way to go. Yeah, because if you bundle this with the 300 of Google ads, you're going to get a much farther reach because right now your location is Burnegat 08005 and it's tied into that zip code. So you can, you know, be found there and maybe a couple of immediate surrounding areas. But if you want to spread out and grow and get some more traction in different areas that people are not finding you, definitely do that, you know, Google ads, because then you're paying per click and you can run those wherever you like. You know what I mean?
Okay. And now can I do the Google clicks just on boat locations?
You could. Yeah, absolutely.
I might just, like, maybe one day do Barnegat, one day do Fork It River, one day do Barnegat, one day do Fork It River, one that's already up. Can we do that?
I'm not sure if they alternate them day by day, but I know you can split areas, meaning you could run, like, take the 300 budget, and then you can pick, like, hey, I want, you know, 150 to be running towards Fork River and the surrounding areas, and the other 150 running towards Barnegat and the surrounding areas.
Yeah.
But I'm not sure.
I like
yeah,
that.
You.
So once
yeah,
I
that
do
way.
It, let's say you do it for a month or two, and I feel like, you know what, it's not that good. Let me scale down. Let me change and do the site. Is that flexible or am I locked in for a year? Like, how's that work?
Oh, no. It's a month to month. So yeah, you can start it and stop it at any time. What happens though, Danielle, I have to tell you, is
people usually
so
bump it up.
Exactly.
Right.
That they'll call back and they'll say, hey, I want to do 500 this month because I did so well with the 300, you know?
Yeah.
So things like
that
will happen too.
Okay. In the desert areas, and that could be anywhere I want it to be, or is that just my surrounding areas? Is there a certain mile marker to that, or can I even do out of state with that? How does that work?
You can go out of state. You can go wherever you'd like to go, but this is what I tell people because sometimes I get someone that says, you know, I want the whole northeastern region of the nation and I want to be in multi-states and every single county and in all these different states.
No.
And I always say, like, hey, if money is no object, you can go wherever you'd like to go, right? That's mm-hmm. not a problem. But if you have a $300 budget and you're trying to stretch out that pay-per-click rate, I always say pick 5 to 7 solid areas and start marketing there. And then you could always increase it as you go, because let's say that you say, you know, Tina, can I have 50 areas throughout Burnegat and Forked River? Yes, you can. But what would happen is your ads would go up in the morning, and because you're in so many different areas, all those clicks might happen within the first 10 minutes, and then you rotate off, right? Because
right,
now you,
right.
And in doing so, you might be getting clicks from areas that are undesirable to you, meaning, you know, there's certain demographics where people are in
right.
higher end
and,
areas
and
than other, you know.
Certain areas too that I don't want to step on toes. Because
right,
I have a couple
right.
girlfriends that do the same business, and then sometimes people get very territorial. You know, they don't understand it's a search engine that they feel like you're targeting their smaller business. So I don't want to step on toes either. It's not good karma, Tina.
No, that's beautiful that you said that, because that tells me that you're a person of morals and ethics, and you know what I mean? You want to grow your business, but you want to stay true to yourself, and that's just awesome.
Right, like
I stand by
me,
that.
Right. With my
yep.
ad, with you guys, underneath me is Lisa Manahawk, and who I know her children. I
Aww.
Don't know her as well, but I used to go to school with one of her kids. So I don't want to advertise and hit Manahawk hard, because I know her kids, you know what I mean? She's a nice older lady. So
yes.
that's why, you know, I don't mind that I'm above her in Google, because that's just how it falls, you know, with you guys. But I don't
exactly.
want to be aggressively advertising and her kids tell me, hey, you know, this is my mom's extra income. She's on Social Security. What are you doing? You know what I mean?
Right.
So that's why I
don't
like to step on toes.
Oh, yeah. Well, like I said, I respect that. I'm the same way, because we're in internet marketing.
You, Tina, there's also
yep.
a witch that's here, and I don't want to step on her
really?
Toes because I'm scared.
Oh,
yeah.
yeah. Who knows
yeah,
what
know
she would do.
I don't know if you guys advertise with them. It's Charmed. It's a store, but they really are Wiccan witches. They're really witches. And I don't go there
what?
Because it's, like, very scary. It's a very scary vibe.
yeah.
So
you know what
I
found is
–
most of the psychics that I talk to, they all are, you know, people that believe in God, and they're very ethical
right.
people.
Mm-hmm.
So if that witch tries to do anything, as long as you believe in God, there's that strict scripture in the Bible
Jesus.
That says,
exactly,
he
no weapon
lives
formed
in us.
Against me.
Amen. Amen. I know I still don't like to be around darkness, though. You know what I mean? I'm like you are.
Yeah. So I'm just, you know, I say I don't go in that area. I don't advertise too much in that area. You know, I keep my distance. So,
I don't blame
you. There's certain areas I'm not going to push for, and there's certain areas I do. Like, I get a lot of beach people. So girls on the beach want something to do
yeah.
at the beach, so I might target an LBI. I might want to do Weartown, which is another area in between me and my other office that I don't have an office in, but I do
okay.
get a lot of traction there.
Okay.
So I can give you the couple of towns I think I'd like to focus on.
And then you'll do really, really good with that budget, because if you're keeping it at like a smaller scale, what happens is your ads go up in the morning and they probably keep running throughout the day because you don't have them in such a huge demographic, you know? So what did you say? It was Weartown, and what does RBI stand for?
LBI is Long Island Beach City, but I don't think
Thank
I want to do exactly Long Island Beach City. I like to do Barnegat Light. Because
Barnegat.
I'm in
okay,
Barnegat,
so.
But there's another area called Barnegat Light, and that's in the Long Beach area. So I don't
oh,
want to
smart.
Do the whole Long Beach area because it's so big. It's like a lot of towns. It's broken
yes.
down into sections. Like one is
yes.
Barnegat Light. One is Harvey Cedars.
Okay. Do you want to eliminate that or keep that?
I like you to do Barnegat Light. I like you to do mm-hmm. Harvey Cedars.
Okay. Harvey, and then cedar's like a cedar tree, but with an S at the end?
I believe so.
Let me look.
I might have to search it and see.
Because I just
exactly
looked up Barnegat Light, too, because I wanted to see if we spell it L-I-G-H-T or just L-I-T-E. So I thought it's
okay.
L-I-G-H-T. So. Yeah, it's Cedars Like a Tree with an S. Okay, it says Borough in Long Beach Island, New Jersey. So that's correct. Okay, and then you said Ware Town. How do you spell that?
Ware Town. Let me see. It's the town next to me. I think it's W-R-E. It's right next to Barnegat.
Oh, yeah, it says W-A-R-E. Okay, town. Okay,
there you go.
Oh, this, I'm putting these towns into Google and it's showing me like pictures and lighthouses and it looks so beautiful and you're right on the ocean and awesome. We're on the West Coast, so we're all the way on the other side, but we have a lot of ocean close to us too, you know?
Right.
But it's a different vibe on the West Coast, you know?
Absolutely. My sister-in-law lives in the West Coast she goes back and forth all the time. And her kids are on the West Coast, so. They go back and forth between LA and Philadelphia all the time.
Oh, nice. Okay, yeah, so she has a lot of LA beach stories, I'm sure.
Yep.
Okay, so Barnegat Light, Ware Town, Harvey Cedars, what else are you thinking?
Let me see what my husband thinks. Hold on, what other areas I really would like. I know Barnegat Light's important to me, Harvey Cedars, Ware Town, because that's my town next to me. Hold on.
We can start with these certain areas and then you could always call in and add to it too. So the way that you tell me right now, you're not going to be married to it. Like if you, next week go, oh shoot, I forgot about this area. No problem.
200 where your clicks go out. So I did Barnegat Light, Harvey Cedars. That's like where the guys use the shell. I did my Ware Town because we don't really have too much in Ware Town. If somebody Googles Ware Town, we come up. Where else do you think? Is there a specific area I should do?
I don't know. What do you think?
Should I get out of like Long Branch, or you think that's looking for problem?
Do it.
And let's do Long Branch, New Jersey.
Okay.
And if you
feel something set up and it was looking for problems and you don't like it, you can also call and say, hey, I had Long Branch, but I decided to take it off. You can do that. But I say, let's go for it right now just so you can see what's working. You know what I mean? So, and then what were you saying?
Okay. I think let's do the area because, like you said, I want to see how my clicks go. Like you said, the more areas I pick, I'm spreading out the clicks. So I think let's do that, and then let's see how the first month goes, and then I can decide if I want to expand it or not.
Exactly. So what I am wanting to, or what I'm wondering is, do you also want the ads to run in Fork River and Barnegat on top of your local placement, or do you want to just?
Yes.
Okay. So we'll put it also.
Yeah. So let's do Barnegat, Fork It River, Ware Town. Long Branch, Barnegat Light, and Harvey Cedar.
Got it. Okay, that's perfect. Okay, and then do you want us to promote on the ads that you have that actual storefront in Fork River?
Yes, I like both locations.
Because we could do both. We could do like we could put available for what is it online or over the phone readings, but also in person at our Forked River location or something?
Over the phone. I do in person and phone.
Okay. So available for in person, readings, and I'll put in parentheses Forked River location only. And then, or over the phone readings. And then are you running a promotion right now? I think you said that you were.
Yes, 4th of July. So we're going to do a summer, like, I don't know how you guys want to word it, a summer special, $10 psychic special.
Perfect.
But I want to wait till they call in and tell them that it's $10 a question is how I end up doing it. But, when they see a $10 special, they're going to call, and then I tell them it's a question, then I give them the other readings, and usually they bump up the other readings automatically.
Okay. Yeah. I realize that, too. It's funny because sometimes when I'm dealing with a business and they're like, oh, if you order now, you get 25% off. I always think, how do I know? Because I don't know what their starting price is.
Exactly.
You know, but that's cool. Do you still have the $10 special sign on the actual location? Because I see that on your Google. Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Oh, cool.
I have it on the
okay, so
as well.
See, that'll be consistent for it. And I didn't put $10 off for a reading or $10. I just put $10 off
$10
summer
special.
Special.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I'm going to put please promote
so
$10 off summer special.
Summer special, yes. So
and then you can do your
special.
Magic and, tell them it's per question and all that, which is great. So,
right.
Okay. And then do you want me to charge the $300 to the same card that we have on file? Which is the Visa ending in 2458 or 56? I'm sorry, 2456.
I'm trying to think what card that is.
It's in Michael's name, by the way. It says Michael King.
Okay, no, we're gonna change that.
Okay,
we're
so
does, yeah, I'm gonna give you a different card.
So this different card also has his name, or does it have your name?
No, it's gonna have my name.
Okay, so let me fix that. Danielle Stevens with a V. And then any middle name or initial?
No, on the card it just says Danielle Stevens.
And does it have the, is it tied into the 307 South Main Street for the billing?
Yes, it is. Yep.
Perfect. Okay, and then go ahead with the card number when you're ready.
Sure. It is 4482.
Okay.
3301.
Got it.
6062.
Okay.
9325.
Okay, expiration?
Expiration is 927.
And then the code?
The code is 905.
Okay, perfect. So I'll get the authorization for the $300, and then they tell me to quote 2 weeks to get the ad up and running, but honestly, they'll be up a lot quicker. I've seen them up in 3 days before on a special
request.
Now,
what can you
do?
Can you, like, jazz up the ad? Because it's going to be, what, the Barnegat ad that's going to go up?
Yeah, so what we'll do is we'll always put a little tagline, which in your case we would include the summer special because that's, you know, will help set you apart. And then we'll include your website and then a call to action, like call now for the summer special, you know, please contact and things like that. And then we'll have your website attached to it so that, you know, when people call you, you'll know that it's coming through the ads.
Okay, and then let's do that first, and then maybe next month we'll work on doing Forkett River.
Yeah, they
make it a whole new thing, yeah.
So, okay, so you want the ads to be kind of catered to the Barnegat location, but to definitely say that you have in-person readings in Forkett River, right? Because
well,
that way it wouldn't...
Split it? Do you think we should split it up, or do you think I should do it that way? What do you think is better, to advertise?
I think you should do it. I think you should do it. What I was saying, like say that, you know, we could put on there that you're available for in phone, in person, but if it's in person, that's only applicable to the Forkett River location. That way it's not going to matter where they actually click on the ad from, because if they want to come in, they can come in to Forkett River because they know that that's your location, right? If they want to do a reading over the phone, then they can call you, you know? I think that it would be better to kind of promote both.
But the thing is, if I do the, this is why it's two different directions. So a lot of times the Barnegat Light and the other one is much further from Forkett River. So that's why I'm thinking to...
Oh, I see. So you don't want
to have two convenient locations. I'm located in Barnegat and in Forkett River. So kind of mention both locations. Can we do it that way?
We can. We can absolutely.
So
we'll
do it that way because if I get calls in the morning for appointments, then I'll just come back because I bounce back and forth between both locations. So that's why I'd rather just say I have with two convenient locations, Barnegat and Forkett River.
Okay. And putting
both
that
locations
here.
Are on Route 9. So you could put two convenient locations on Route 9, Barnegat, New Jersey, Forked River, New Jersey. You know what I mean? Because they're both on 9.
Yeah.
That's why if you look at the addresses, one's South Main Street, one's North Main Street, because Main Street's considered Route 9.
That's funny. I realized that when I was looking at the two addresses, mm-hmm. that they were both on Main Street. So, yeah, people that are from there would know that. So that's
right.
Good.
So that's why Route 9 is very central in here. So when you say two convenient locations on Route 9, everybody knows around here where Route 9 is.
Okay. And okay, so I'll tell you what I put, and then you can tell me because they'll set these up accordingly. So I'm just trying to. So I put available for in-person readings, in-person and over-the-phone readings with two convenient locations on Route 9, Forked River and Barnegat, right? And that way, if they want in-person, they'll call you, and you say, hey, just here's my address, come to Forked River. Then if they want it over the phone, they'll call, you know. So either way, they're going to call you. So
should we put the addresses, like put Barnegat and put the address and put Forked River and put the address?
I don't think so, but I'm going to have the web team add the address
and
the phone number for Forked River to your site, right? Because I want them, when they click on the site, to see both locations. So I'm going to have them add the Forked River location to your site, or at least say there's two different locations. One's in Forked River, one's in Barnegat, you know? So.
Perfect. And then also, let's throw in call for one free question.
Oh, that's good. Okay, I like that call. Call now for one free question, huh?
Yep, I like that.
For one free question. Okay, that's great. Okay, and we're avoiding those witch areas, right?
we don't want to get
involved with them.
Yeah,
so.
And if we can make it that, you can email me or text me. I'd rather if you even text me and I'll save it. Extension your stuff so that way when I call in since you have a good feel for what I do and you understand,
so
I'd rather work with you consistently instead of somebody that I got to explain everything to all the time.
Okay, so what I'll do is I'll send you a text message with my direct line. My name's Tina. I'm at extension 777 so that if you ever need me, you can call
numbers.
In and reach. Yeah, you know what? I've been with the company for almost 14 years. And I've asked for the 777 three attempts. The first time they said someone else has it. The second time they said someone else has it. And the third time they were redoing our phone systems and I asked for it and I got it.
Perfect. Your lucky number.
Yeah. Yeah, so it pays to be consistent, right?
Great.
Yeah. Well, I enjoyed talking to you, Danielle. Have a very happy 4th of July.
Thank you so much. You too, my dear. Yeah, definitely text. I got it just now. Great.
And then what I'm going to do regarding the billing, just so you know, is that your next payment of the local for the 149 isn't due until July 10th, but that's in 9 days. So I don't want you to pay another $300 in 9 days. So I'm going to keep this invoice for July 10th just the way it is at $149. And then starting on August 10th, that's where I'll add the fresh batch of $300. So if you want any ads running sooner, you can call me and I can apply that next $300 sooner. But typically we'll just put the invoices together so it doesn't confuse you. You know, I have one invoice on the first.
So what's going to be my total amount?
So on July 10th, you're just paying $149. And then starting on August 10th, you're paying $449, which would include the $300 for the clicks and the local program, right?
Perfect.
So,
perfect.
Yeah. So that way it'll be all together.
But start in July, though.
Yeah, your ads are going to start right away. Like I said, they tell
perfect.
Me to say 2 weeks, but honestly, they get them up and running quicker than that.
Great. Thank you so much, Mona.
Okay. All right. Yeah, no problem. All right. Have a great rest of your week and happy 4th.
You too.
Mm-hmm. Thank you. Bye.